faith-filled finance. All major UK bank accounts. One app. Provision is built by Christians to help you steward what God's given you. Track your spending, saving, and giving in one place. Join the waitlist now at provision.money and get your first month free. That's provision.money.
Leadership File on Premier.
It's my joy to welcome you to the Leadership File, the show that aims to help you lead as Christ would have you lead, wherever he has placed you. I'm Andy Peck, your host, and whether you listen live on a Sunday or one of the many thousands who catch up via the podcast, it's great that you can join us. A reminder, you can buy my book, The Leadership Road Less Travelled, at the Premier Store. Good leadership takes a note of the realities of ministry and looks for solutions. And I'm delighted to be joined on The Leadership File by someone who has done just that. He was prayerfully thinking about how to best reach people within the business community with God's love and encourage Christians in those communities. His name is Jim Grimmer. He's a born and bred Aberdonian who has been led to a particular kind of ministry to the corporate sector of business and is also gathering Christians across the city of Aberdeen to support one another in their daily work. He joins us via Skype in his home city to tell us about his journey and what God is doing. So welcome, Jim, to the Leadership File.
Thanks, Andy. Thank you for the invitation.
So you've been a policeman for 20 years and in the oil industry for 20 years and now... And then took time out to go to Australia. And that's, I guess, part of where the journey started?
Yes, really. I'd gone to church many years, but it wasn't until I did an Alpha course back in 2004 that I actually came to faith and realised what it was to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And that was just really a life-changing moment. And I've been on an amazing journey, really, since then. The following year, went to Iraq to train the Iraqi police. I'd obviously had this experience in my police career, and God put in my heart to go and serve over there. So I did that for a year, and then came back and worked in the oil industry in Aberdeen. I've been working for a friend for 5 years when God led myself and my wife, Ashlyn, at the age of 50, to give up my job in the oil industry and to go to Hillsong International Leadership College in Sydney, in Australia. So, amazing step in faith in so many ways, but so many blessings that came out of that year as well.
And that was when you got back, you became interested in seeing how your interest in the business community might best be served.
Yeah, I was praying towards the end of 2011 in Australia what God wanted to do with me next, and he challenged me, saying we've got church pastors, school pastors, street pastors, why do we not have business pastors? And the second thing he said was, you get business pastors into the business and I will do the rest. And it was one of these moments where you think, yeah, why do we not have business pastors? And you don't really think any more about it. But for me, it really set me on a path of discovery. I thought, yeah, it wasn't a term I'd ever heard in my corporate business background. I'd been a street pastor in Aberdeen prior to going to Hillsong in 2011. And I started researching what was out there, and I found marketplace chaplains in America that were massive, supporting the corporate business environment. But I couldn't find anything in the UK. And when I came home in 2012, with my business background, I created a company, Business Pastors Limited, with the vision to have a male and female business pastor visiting the corporate office a couple of times a week so that we could develop trust and relationship with staff and thereby identify and address issues proactively. I knew there was workplace chaplains, and I actually met with the CEO of Workplace Chaplains in Scotland when I came back, because I didn't want to be a way of replicating something that was already happening. But I found that their focus was very much in the retail sector. So I really identified a gap and a massive opportunity to build a kingdom within this corporate business environment.
And how did things develop? What was the first kind of, day?
It's been an interesting journey because I started having conversations with some guys I knew in Aberdeen that were all in different companies, faith and no faith, They were in middle management roles, and they really loved the concept because very often middle managers are trying to do their jobs, trying to manage a business, trying to help staff if they can. So here was someone that was offering to actually come in and support them. But in the April of 2012, my wife Ashton came to me and said she'd been praying about it, and the Lord had said, tell him to put this down for the time being. And that was really challenging because, you know, I was having these conversations. I was identifying, confirming there was a need. I felt that's what God had put in my heart. But I was obedient and I put it down. But then in 2013, still with this burden, if you like, to provide some kind of support to the corporate sector, with the encouragement of a Christian friend I was working for at the time, I started running a very informal breakfast in Aberdeen. Myself and five guys at the breakfast, and the first breakfast, I just thought, let's give people a chance that are working in the corporate environment to come together and at least to be able to speak about the challenges of life. So I then, over 2013, met three other Christian businessmen, all had a heart to do something in the corporate sector. So in 2014, we created a charity called the Business Connection with the vision to encourage, equip and empower men and women working in professional business life in this corporate business environment. The beginning of 2015, I cut back from full-time work. At that point, the four of us are all working what often becomes the norm, 50, 60 hours a week in various businesses. And I felt that if something was going to happen with the Business Connection, something we'd have to give. So an amazing story again. God clearly spoke to me and I made the decision that I was going to step out of full-time work. And the very week following that decision, I got connected to a couple of former police colleagues who had started their own business and they offered me a job. They say, come and work for us for 3 days a week and that'll free up the 2 days a week that you want to develop the Business Connection. So just incredible again, God at work in that situation. 2016, we formally launched the charity. And as well as running a fortnightly breakfast, we then started running a monthly breakfast where we had a guest speaker. And the Business Connection is now growing to some 300 people on our database and continue to run our breakfast events. It was in 2017, the middle of 2017, that I felt God was leading me to step out of full-time work back into business pastors. And incredibly, over the weekend, space of 3 days virtually, various things happened. I had a guy from Portsmouth contact me out of the blue and ask, how do we roll out business pastors across the south of England? And I just thought, yeah, this is the time to step out. But in my quiet time in the Monday morning, I picked up my Bible and I said, Lord, would you lead me to a scripture that confirms this is you and not me? Because business pastors were still very much on my heart. And he led me to a scripture in Matthew 24:32 that basically says, learn the lesson from the fig tree. When you see the slightest green buds, you know that summer's round the corner. And I took that as a confirmation. And basically left my paid employment in November 2017 to step into the development of business pastors full time. So it'd been an amazing year. And this past year, 2018, the one thing 2018 taught me was that the term business pastor did not sit well in a massively secular business environment. So with the guidance of a couple of people, become friends with or encouragement to pray, I realised that the name had to change. And one friend in particular encouraged me to pray and write down all the words that the Lord gave me, and from that words the name would come. So I went out for a walk that evening and I'm having this conversation with God, as you do, and I'm thinking, what is it Business Pastors actually does? Well, we provide personal and proactive care to people in the workplace. And I thought, that's three P's. And the Holy Spirit said, no, it's P3. And I thought, P3, and he confirmed, yes, Proverbs 3. And I kept getting all these words with the letter P, protection, provision, partner, partnership. And when I came home, as instructed, I wrote them all down and I went to my Bible and the NIV version of Proverbs 3, the heading is wisdom bestows well-being. And I thought, that's exactly what we want to take into the corporate business environment. So it changed the name October last year, went through the process of changing everything. And P3 Business Care now provides personal and proactive care to employees working in partnership with the employer. 2019 has seen us start a pilot project in Aberdeen for the past 3 months, which has been very successful, to the point where that company have now saying they want to continue as a client. We have engaged a company in Glenrothes and Fife supporting 90 staff. And recently, just a couple of weeks ago, we engaged a company in Cardiff supporting 160 staff. So I believe that we're really at the start of something incredible. And it's amazing the connection, the engagement that we've had with companies and employees, the opportunities that God has opened to pray with individuals and just to be able to share my own faith journey as well. So believing that God's at work.
No, it's fabulous, Jim. And so you don't use the word business pastor. Is there another language? Is it a P3?
We're now business partners. So
business partners, okay.
Yeah, we're working in partnership with the company. It was interesting. I had a conversation with a lady who'd been in a very senior HR role within BP, one of the major oil companies, round about the time I was looking at the name change. And I actually had the conversation with her about this P3 and the personal proactive partnership. And from a secular perspective, she was very encouraging. She said, yeah, the term partner is very much used within business. We use that as HR partner, etc. So it was almost a confirmation as well. I had the faith confirmation of P3 in Proverbs 3, but from a secular business environment, that the term P3 would go down well, and that's certainly proven to be the case.
Wonderful. Well, you're listening to The Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Jim Grimmer. Jim is based in Aberdeen, and we're talking about his how the Lord has laid on his heart a way of serving, particularly the corporate business world. And we'll be back just after this. Welcome back to The Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Jim Grimmer. Jim is based up in Aberdeen. We're talking via Skype. He's shared a little bit of his journey of how God has led him on an exciting journey to start up a kind of a ministry, particularly to the business community, so helping people outside the Christian church, but also helping to connect Christians who are in the workplace and perhaps need support, particularly in the corporate environment. So Jim, it's an exciting start, but you know, when you kind of approached a potential corporate client or corporate partner, what sort of conversations were you having, and how have things developed since then?
Yeah, going back to the explanation about business pastor, certainly last year, although I explained business was your job, profession, vocation, and the term pastor, someone who shepherds, supports, cares and encourages, I couldn't get away, I couldn't get over the barrier that many people were immediately connecting this term to religion and not necessarily to Christian faith. You know, I had conversations, the CEO of a company would say, look, do we have to be a Christian to actually, you know, get the support? When I was challenged about the Christian faith element too was support, but every conversation we'll have with a member of staff is confidential. So I explained to the CEO that, like every other conversation, if someone had developed a relationship with a business pastor that they wanted to have a faith conversation, and that would also be a confidential thing for that individual employee. And generally that was accepted. I think now, having changed the name to P3 Business Care, I'm still very clear that we operate from Christian principles. We're a Christian organisation. Our business partners have a Christian faith. But because I think in reality, it's the term is, you know, the Christian religious aspect is not so in their face, so to speak. It's been more widely accepted. And having really positive conversations, I think God is at work. I always, in the journey that I've been on from a leadership perspective, I've always come back to what the Lord said, you get business pastors into a business and I will do the rest. And although we might not be called business pastors, that's certainly the role that we're fulfilling. And definitely seeing the Lord at work and the opportunities that is open up to have a faith conversation.
And I'm not suggesting you share any details of the companies you work for, but But you have a pilot project at the moment in terms of developing how things would work and could be expanded across other environments.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. The CEO of the company, when I suggested running a 3-month pilot, actually said to me, "Well, I think we'll need to run that for 6 months to get the engagement." But literally, on our second visit, we've been visiting the company twice a week, and on our second visit, a lady came to my female business partner colleague and asked if she could have a one-to-one conversation. And it was only a matter of weeks before the CEO came back to me and said he was blown away by the engagement that we were having. And he was surprised, and in a lot of respects I wasn't, because I said to him that I was always confident that there was a need. And if we gave people an opportunity to speak in confidence, people would take it. And that's exactly what's been happening. And some incredible conversations, people with many different challenging situations. And I also felt that this was a support we wanted to extend to immediate family members. And by that, I mean the parent, partner, child, because I knew from my own background in life in general that if there's anything going on in the life of your partner, your parent, or child, that is ultimately impacting you in the workplace. And we have had engagement with an example, a female member of staff we were speaking to, her husband had been made redundant from the oil industry, and so was really struggling to come to terms with that. Obviously, not working, so there's a reduction in finance, and that's causing challenges in the home. And got connected to him, and actually had an initial telephone call with him, and I just met him recently for a 45-minute over a cup of coffee, and just give him an opportunity to speak about how difficult he's finding the situation. So it's a great example, I think, of just confirmation that things going on outside the workplace are impacting the workplace and ultimately the company. I really feel that there is opportunities out with this corporate business environment as well, because I noted a few months back that a senior member of a construction company had posted that 1,500 men had committed suicide in the past year in the construction industry. And I think, wow, you know, if we'd had business partners serving the construction industry, could we have prevented many of that suicides? I look at the NHS and I see a massive turnover of nursing staff who, you know, a short time after graduating, are leaving the NHS. And I think, could we have business partners supporting them? I look at a whole variety of industries. Recently in Aberdeen, in the local press, it was publicised that there had been a 62% increase in absence across the teaching profession in Aberdeen, across the education department. So there's many, many opportunities, I think, where people don't have this personal and proactive support. Historically, some of the bigger companies, organisations, will have had an EAP, Employee Assistance Program. But if you look at the research of an EAP, there's only an average 5% take-up. And I think that's because they've been asked to call an 0800 number, speak to someone they've never spoken to previously. They are concerned about the confidentiality. Will this leak back to management in some way? Or if they did use it, it would be a last resort, by which time it's generally become a crisis or they've gone off sick. So we might have done that on its head in a lot of respects by providing this personal and proactive support.
That's fabulous, Jim. And we've talked about the P3 ministry, but also you have been bringing Christians together. You alluded to that earlier on, that you've been bringing Christians together for breakfasts, fortnightly and monthly breakfasts. And you've developed a conference called Thrive. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's been really exciting. At the beginning of 2017, as a managing trustee of the Business Connection, I've been involved in organising and running the breakfast events. And going back to our vision of encouraging, equipping and empowering, I said to the other trustees, I felt that we'd been really good at the encouragement piece through the breakfast events that we've been running, but we needed to do more around the equipping and empowering, particularly Christians in the marketplace. I was having conversations with guys that would come to breakfast, and really wouldn't be confident in their faith. One guy in particular worked in a large oil company that had a faith room, and he commented that he saw his Muslim colleagues going in there to pray, but I'd never be seen to walk into the prayer room. And I thought, well, if you're not willing to be seen to be doing that, you will never have a faith conversation in the workplace. So that really led to the development of Thrive. We want people as Christians to be thriving and to break down this sacred secular divide. So on the 15th and 16th of March this year, we ran Thrive Conference for the first time. Just incredible. We ran it on the Friday evening, in the daytime on the Saturday. We gathered a number of speakers from America and across the UK. We partnered with various organisations, the likes of City Vision, who are based in Wakefield. They want to bring government, business and church together to impact cities, doing a fantastic work, particularly in England. LICC, you'll be aware of, London Institute of Contemporary Christianity, Evangelical Alliance. We had Salt Business Network, which is part of Christian Aid, the International Christian Chamber of Commerce, and Transform Work UK, Ross Turner, who's doing a great work in creating and gathering Christian groups within the workplace. So we had these organisations run breakout sessions in the afternoon. So really some fantastic teaching, and were keynote speakers, four keynote speakers in particular, that shared a great message as well. So it's been really encouragement, the feedback we've had. We're planning, prayerfully considering running Thrive Aberdeen in 2020, and also interest in expanding the Thrive Conference to Edinburgh as well, which is really exciting.
Fabulous. Good. And as we close, Jim, you were mentioning to me privately that you've had some inquiries. You mentioned Portsmouth. You've had inquiries from other places in terms of setting up ministries to the corporate environment. And I hope this show can provide something of a networking opportunity for you and for them.
That would be great, Andy. I really feel that there's people that have shared my corporate business background, maybe listening to this programme, and never really had an opportunity to outwork what God has put on their heart. Workplace chaplaincy do a fantastic job, but as I said, primarily targeting the retail sector. And hopefully when people that have come from this business background hear the opportunity of being a business partner, it might be the very thing that God's been speaking to them about. We'll have opportunities, as you're quite right, we've got opportunities in Poole, in Dorset, speaking to a company in Manchester. There's various opportunities, and God's opening the doors for me to become connected to companies who are expressing an interest in having the support. Then the challenge for me, in many respects, is to find the business partners in that particular city. But I believe that they're out there, and I believe that as we continue to develop and be able to promote the support that's provided by P3 Business Care, God's at work. He'll be making the connections to the companies, but also identifying the individuals. And that individuals, I really feel, I want to have them to have an active serving faith in their church, to have experience of the corporate business environment. And just as important, to have that kind of personality that they can just go and engage with members of staff in a non-judgmental, non-threatening, friendly way. Just bearing in mind, you know, God says, you get them in and I will do the rest. So I think everything else will fall from that. But yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity through your programme to hopefully promote what P3 Business Care are doing and potentially identify business partners across the whole of the UK.
Thank you. And is there an obvious way of them getting in touch with you?
Yeah, I can give my email address is jim.grimmer@p3businesscare.com, or they can visit the website, p3businesscare.com, get more information as well.
Fabulous. OK, thank you so much. Well, time's defeated us, but it's been terrific to chat with you, Jim. Thank you for the enthusiasm you've shared and for this inspiration of seeing people in the business community wonderfully affected for good by God. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Andy. Much appreciated. Thank you.
You've been listening to Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. Jim Grimmer was my guest, and the P3 Ministry is where you'll find more of his of details of his ministry. Go to Premier's website and find on the on-demand section archive versions of the Leadership File, including this one in due course, if you want to catch up on stuff that Jim was sharing that maybe you want to listen to again. Thank you for your company. Look forward to your company again next Sunday at 3:30. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to The Leadership File on Premier. Andy Peck serves as a tutor at CWR, a Christian charity whose courses and publications aim to apply God's word to everyday life. Contact him via email apeck@cwr.org.uk.